Welcome, Muse Hackers. You're listening to the Hack Your Muse podcast with Kelly McClymer. Today is day 15 of a special NaNoWriMo edition. NaNoWriMo is National Novel Writing Month. It happens in November. I've been doing it since 2003 with a few omissions. And I decided this year I was going to do a podcast with a short hack every day for my fellow NaNoWriMos to keep them writing and motivated through that 30 days and 50,000 words. And today we're on day 15, so we're halfway through. Sorry, we started with the idea of the marathon mindset. And so I want to go back to that marathon mindset and imagine that you have a 20-mile marathon and you are now at mile 10. That's a lot of miles. 10 miles is a lot. People who run 10 miles are pretty impressive. Some people only do half marathons. So imagine you're a marathoner and you're seeing the other people who decided to do half marathons, you know, sort of going, yay, we did it. We made our goal. And you have 10 more miles to go. As much as you've run, you have that much left to go. And you are not feeling as energized and active as you were when you started, because you've been running for 10 miles. You've had your runner's highs and you've had your moments of despair. You have your playlist down and it's working or not working and you're jiggling it and you're looking and accepting the cheers of the people on the side who are there periodically to remind you they're rooting for you to get to the finish line and do your 20 miles. But how tempting is it to just veer off and do a half marathon at that point? I mean, think about it. If you've been doing NaNo for 15 days and keeping up your word count, you have 25,000 words written. That's pretty impressive. 25,000 words in 1 month. You could stop and celebrate your success, right? So what is it that keeps marathoners going when the half marathoners stop and celebrate and don't have to run 10 more miles? I don't know. Because that's not me. But for my sisters, it's the ability to know that they did the whole marathon, that they did the 20 miles. It's what they were training for. It's what they set their minds for. Anything less is going to be less. And I think NaNo is the same way. You want to get that 50,000 words or as close to that 50,000 words as you can, but even more, you want to write as much as you can during the 30 days of November, because that's what you set out to do. So what I want you to do is what marathoners do when they're looking at all the half marathoners celebrating. And that's visualize the finish line. November 30th, where you're looking at your word count, I'm thinking, oh, wow, I did it. 30 days. And even if it's not 50,000 words, it's more than it would be if you stopped today at day 15, right? It's more of the story that you've told yourself, more things you've done to surprise yourself. So visualize that. Smile, thinking about all the words that you will have written that you can edit or revise or hand off to somebody to read and say, oh, this is wonderful, because that's all you're going to let them say. So are you a marathoner or a half marathoner? You're a marathoner. You're going to go the whole 20 miles, the whole 30 days, because you can see it. You can see typing in your word count on Nano and getting the win sticker. You can see it. And you're not going to give up on that until November 30th. You're not going to give up on it at all, but you know what I mean. Not everybody makes their 50,000 words, but everybody who writes for 30 days makes a lot more words, writes a lot more words than they would have if they didn't do it. All right, that was day 15 advice. Go and write. If you're out of love, go have a date night with your book. Remind yourself why you're writing it, why you love it, why only you can write it. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.